International aid worth hundreds of thousands of dollars is making its way to Indonesia. In places like Palu, a city struck by last Friday's earthquake and tsunami, the situation is desperate. Though the official number of those killed in the island country is more than 1,200, officials say many are still missing, and the search for survivors is complicated by blocked roads, piles of rubble, and mudslides. There's reportedly been widespread looting in disaster-stricken areas, some by people looking for groceries, some by people looking to rob houses. Indonesia's government estimates that 2.4 million people have been impacted by the quake and tsunami. 66,000 homes have been destroyed. The Indonesian military and international aid groups are trying to get to those in need, but food and water in some areas are scarce, and shipments from other countries could take days to arrive. Still, the need for help remains. There are a number of churches, charities, and aid groups collecting donations for relief in Indonesia.